Bibles to Psalm 69, Psalm 69. We were praying Friday night when this thing was birthed in my heart. We were talking about that song, and I got to thinking about all the miracles we witnessed in this place, and it sparked something in my spirit. I want to raise a hallelujah. I'm a praiser. I know the power of praise, and I think it's time that we give God the praise that is due His name. My subject this morning, let's take a praise break. Let's take a praise break. Let's raise a hallelujah. Every time you feel like it, you're in the house of God. God inhabits the praises of His people. So let's take a praise break. You know, this place is full of miracles, full of testimonies, and we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So no matter what you're going through, you can praise your way out. I said you can praise your way out. Just raise a hallelujah, no matter what. See, this was the secret that David, a man after God's own heart, this is the secret that he learned. David lived under an old covenant. And that old covenant required the blood of goats and bulls. And David learned a secret about God. He learned that God inhabits the praises of His people. And David knew no matter how bad the situation, if I will just sing Him a song, if I will just sing a little melody unto the Lord, if I will lift up my voice in praise and thanksgiving, that God will step on the scene and God will fight my battles for me. David was a warrior. And David said, I know I can get God's attention. And David said, if I get His attention, I can praise my way out of this thing. It doesn't matter how dark, how gloomy, how long it has been there. It does not matter how far down you have been in sin. I'm here to announce that the blood of Jesus Christ declares your victory. You don't have to be a slave to anything. You can be free, because whom the Son makes free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Look at Psalm 69 and 30. David said, I will praise. In other words, I have decided to do something. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull that hath horn and hooves. You see, in David's day, the sacrifice had to be raised. Then the sacrifice had to be taken to the priest. Then the sacrifice had to be slain. God required the blood of goats and of bulls, a turtle dove or a lamb. David understood this, and he understood that under the law, those sacrifices, they had to be made unto God. But David, a man after God's own heart, he got a revelation. And he found the secret to touching God's heart. And God opened his understanding. And I am a preacher that is sent to help open your understanding. My understanding must be open before I can make an impartation. So I have prayed. I have done what I am supposed to do as far as the human man is concerned. Right now, I stand in need of a touch of the power from on high, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, I praise You and I love You and I thank You, Lord, for the Spirit of God. For it's not by power nor by might, but it's by Your Spirit. And Lord, I pray that eyes will be opened, that we will understand the riches of Your glory, the inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord, that we will understand Your love, that God, that if You be for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against us can ever prosper. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And our faith is placed in the blood and the cross and the name of Jesus. And the church said, in Jesus' name, amen. I raise a hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, David, he understood, if I will praise the Lord with a song, if I will magnify His name with thanksgiving, it will bless the Lord more than any other sacrifice that I could ever make. See, this man, he touched the heart of God. In all his flaws, with all of his shortcomings, the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. He was a man that knew the power of praise. He danced before the Lord. Woo! with all his might. He clapped his hand. He opened his mouth. He sang praises unto God. He played his music with such an anointing that the evil spirits would flee because of the anointing that was upon his music. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. There is power in a song. And you can have a song when your heart is aching, when it's almost breaking. Anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But you can have a song in your heart in the night. Do not let your sorrows drive your song away. Though tomorrow brings such sorrow. Just remember, after every nighttime comes the day. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, you can praise your problems away. Come on, let's praise the Lord in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, David touched the heart of God all because he knew that the sacrifice of praise, that it pleased God more than the sacrifice of an oxen or bullock. And it hasn't changed. When we begin to praise God, it means more to him than any other sacrifice we could ever do. I mean, when we begin to praise him, that's why I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Let me tell you now, I love to praise his holy name. Cause he's my rock, my sword, and my shield. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. And he'll never let me down. Ah, my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Let me tell you now, I love to praise his holy name. Go and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when we begin to praise and worship the Lord, it means more to him than any other sacrifice you could make. Listen to David, Psalms 134, verse 1. Psalms 134, verse 1. Put it up there, please. Let the people read it with me. Behold, blessed be the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Now, those Sunday morning only Christians, I want you to read that. Because if you're not here, you cannot stand by night in the house of the Lord. Some people, they leave church. You know, they come to church leaving. I come leave church wanting to come back. I'm like old brother David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I love to go to church because I know I'm going to get a chance to praise him. I'm going to praise him in the morning. And I'm going to praise him in the evening. I don't have to be in church. We are the church. So start learning the power of the sacrifice of praise. And no matter what you're going through, don't let the devil stop you from praising your Savior. Listen, behold, bless ye the Lord. Psalm 134, and one, all you servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands. That's what we've been doing in the sanctuary. And bless the Lord. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this next verse. Verse 3. The Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee, bless you out of Zion. David said, if I will bless him, I know he will bless me. Did you get that? Look at that verse. The Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee, bless you out of Zion. David said, if I'll bless him, I know I'm setting myself up for blessing. What did David say? Did he say, give another bullet? No. Did he say, offer another lamb? No. He said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. In other words, take a praise break. I think we ought to raise a hallelujah. Let's stand and praise the King. Come on. Let's take a praise break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah, Lord. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of mine enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. The Lord said, having done all to stand, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Your miracle moment is here. Reach out and grab hold of the power and the anointing and the glory of God. Hallelujah. David said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And what will happen in return? The Lord that made the heaven and the earth, he will bless you. And beloved, we need the blessings that come from God. I'm amazed that these Old Testament prophets and people that got revelation of the new covenant was coming. Look at Hosea 14 and 2. Hosea 14 and 2. Listen to what the prophet said. He said, take with you words. In other words, you can't think of praise. You got to open your mouth and shout. He said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, God, I need help. Take away all the iniquity and receive us graciously. So will I render the calves of the lips. See, he says, you don't want that bullock. He had the same revelation. You're not looking for that lamb or that turtle dove. You're looking for praise. And I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to offer the calves of my lips, giving thanks unto your name. See, our sacrifice today is the calves of our lips, our words, as we give thanks to God. Every time we do that, it pleases God, and it's like a sweet-smelling savor that comes up in the nostrils of God. In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, there's an angel that comes. He has an incense, a censer with incense, and he's spreading that thing. And Bible commentators believe that that's the angel Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. In the Old Testament, it was when Jesus would show up, it's called a theophany. In other words, he would show up in person. They would call him the angel of the Lord. But Bible scholars believe that because only the high priest, I said only the high priest could offer that incense. He went into the holiest of holies. But our great high priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he has passed into heaven itself. He placed his blood on the mercy seat in heaven. And when we come boldly to the throne of grace, we can go right into the holiest of holies through the name and through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have a better praise. We have a better sacrifice because we have been called out of darkness and received God's divine life in us. Go on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosea said, take with you words. See, God does not want this thing to be an occasional thing. God wants us to continually praise him. Apostle Shabinga came, and he came out of the jaws of death, and he said, I'm coming to America, and I'm going to preach, and he'll be going home tomorrow on an airplane back to South Africa. But he came, and he preached. The devil said, you'll never preach again. God said, I've sent you to nations, and you'll go to nations. He had to make a choice. He had to make a decision. And every time I talk to him on the phone, and that's just about literally every day, he said, I will bless the Lord. Put Psalm 34 and 1 up there. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalms 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. Listen to this. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will raise a hallelujah. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I've got a praise deep down inside of me. Jesus called me out of darkness into the marvelous light. I've got something to praise him for. Hallelujah. Everything is up for me because he brought me out of the miry clay, set my feet on the rock to stay, and I've been going and going and going ever since. Go on and praise him. Let's take and raise a hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah. I will raise a hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The writer of Hebrews said it like this, by him, look at Hebrews 13, 15, by him, by Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. My praise is not to be a haphazard thing. My praise is not to be a sometimes thing. My praise is to be a continual flow of thank you, Jesus, from my heart. We'll thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Well, there's no doubt about it. I'm gonna sing and shout it. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. The devil's mad, and I am glad. cause he lost the soul that he thought he had. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Well, there's no doubt about it. I'm gonna sing and shout it. Shout it. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. Hallelujah. See, no matter what you're going through, think about Noah. I thought back on Brother Noah when the earth was destroyed by the flood for 40 days. Noah and seven others, they rode out the storm. I mean, they were in the greatest storm that ever hit planet Earth. And when the waters receded, Noah placed his foot on the dry ground. And the very first thing that he did under that old covenant was he built an altar. Look at Genesis 8 and 20. And Noah, Genesis 8 and 20, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord, look at verse 21, smelled a sweet-smelling Savior. Every time you say, glory, woo, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Your great high priestess swings, she stands up and swings that canister back and forth, the golden canister with incense in it. And your praise goes up in the nostrils of the Father. He smells that sweet-smelling savor. And he says, I got to do something. I found somebody down there that'll praise me. I found somebody down there that trusts me. I found somebody down there that needs me. And they're praising me. They understand what I can do. But they are praising me, believing I'll step into that situation. I'll step in, I'll show off, and I'll bring them out. Go on, praise. I don't care what you're going through, if it's cancer, if it's heart disease, if it's diabetes. Sister Clara Jones had, from 1998 to 2019, had sugar. Praise God. She went to the doctor the other day. No more sugar diabetes. Go on, praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. This place is full of miracles. Glory to God. Noah built an altar. God smelled the sweet-smelling savor. But every time we get happy, I said every time we get happy, every time we get happy because God has saved us, every time we magnify the Lord with thanksgiving, God smells a sacrifice. Every time we lift our hands, every time we clap our hands, every time we worship the Lord, every time we magnify the name of Jesus, God receives our sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is on the cross. He's cut a new covenant. And he cries out to the Father, it is finished. And that meant that no longer would God accept the goats and lambs and turtle doves and bullocks. They would never have to be slain again. Jesus, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sins of the world. He was God's perfect sacrifice. You can't do enough to save you yourself. You can't go so far down that God can't save you. It is the preaching of the cross. It is the power of the blood. If I could just wake Christians up to that one reality, that you are what you are by the mercy and the grace of God. And if you got problems, keep coming back to the cross. If you got bondages, keep coming back to the cross. If you've got heartaches, if you've got sorrows, if you're broken, if you're fragmented, if you're tormented in your mind, come to the cross. Come to this altar. The Bible says the fire shall ever be burning upon this altar. And this altar, praise God, this altar has fire on it. Don't sit back in your seat. Don't let the devil keep you from coming to the altar. God said, I want a fire on the altar. And this place is air conditioned. I thank God for that. But I'm going to tell you something else. This place is prayer conditioned. And these altars, they're full of the power and the anointing of God. And when you take and start coming to this altar, you start releasing your faith. Look at Hebrews 10 and 12. But this man, Jesus, oh, I love this, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies, now his enemy is your own enemy, the devil, till his enemies be made his footstool. In other words, the devil doesn't belong on your back. The devil doesn't belong in your head. The devil doesn't belong in your finances. The devil doesn't belong in your home. None of it belongs there. The devil belongs under your feet. Woo! That's why I love to praise him. I just keep him under my feet. I understand. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Praise God. I'm in the body and I'm just a little toe. Praise God. I'm in the body. We are bone of his bone. Jesus, flesh of his flesh. Glory to God. And if you're a little toe, a little finger, you're in the body. Praise God. And you've got power and authority over all the power of the devil. Start praising God and start acting like it and give your faith a praise break. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 13, from henceforth expect until his enemies be made his footstool. Look at this. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. He is your perfection. There is no work you can do. There is no act that you can do. There is no sacrifice you can do that will ever bring salvation. But Jesus, he stepped into time. He poured out his own precious blood, and he is our perfection. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus is sufficient. The Bible says, "Thou believeth there is one God." The devils also believe and tremble. Let him know that you believe in the power of the blood. Let him know that the blood has delivered you. Give me my handkerchief. I got it right here. The blood has already delivered you. Hallelujah. And you're coming out of the... Hallelujah. Into the marvelous light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, when we receive Jesus as our Savior, we're born again of God's Spirit. God says, because of what my Son has done for you, I want you to praise him. God said, I want you to open your mouth and I want you to get happy because you've been redeemed by the blood. No matter what you're going through, I will fight your battle, saith the Lord God Almighty. No matter what the disease, I am your Jehovah Rapha. I am Shaka Bahaya. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Receive it. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hashadamoko Sharandaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Robo Shaka Bahashaya. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. What's going over there at Westmoreland? That bunch of fanatics been turned loose? No, we just turned the power of God loose. Miracles are happening. Glory to God. Families are being restored. Hearts are being healed. Relations are being mended. That's that Sister Kathy Lewis, heart problem for years and years, sitting in the house of God. Her heart bypassed itself. When the doctors couldn't get that to work on her heart, bypassed itself with collateral arteries. Her blood is flowing again. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. I say, come to the house of God. Come and bless the Lord. Get where the blessings are flowing. And guess what? The blessings will follow you home. I said, come to the house of God where the blessings are, and the blessings will follow you home. Glory to God. Woo! See, under that old covenant, God wanted them to offer bullocks and animals. But now God, under this new covenant, he wants us to offer the calves. I like what Hosea said. It's so depictive for a picture. The calves of my lips. I just praise. You heard that horse? Get a picture of it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you how to get out of your wilderness. You have to praise your way out. Let me tell you how to get out of those dry places. You can praise your way out. Let me tell you how to get out of depression. You have to praise your way out. I said you can't think of praise. And you can't think two thoughts at one time. And God has given the human brain that you can't think one thing and say another thing. You got to say what you're thinking. I love to praise him. Hallelujah. Says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instrument and organ. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, praise ye the Lord. Let's sing a hallelujah. Let's raise a hallelujah. Let's give Jesus another standing ovation. Come on. Come on, church. Enter in. Enter in. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I had what they call plantar fasciitis. Look at me now. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I had quadruple bypass. Look at me now. I had cancer that showed up in my body. Look at me now. Look what the Lord has done. I said this place is full of testimonies. Go on, praise God for His wonderful works in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. Say it. Heaven comes to fight for me. Say it again. Heaven comes to fight for me. One more time. Heaven comes to fight for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Yes, my people, I inhabit your praises. Yes, I want you to offer the calves of your lips. I want you to praise me and to acknowledge who I am. In the battles of life, when things are hard, when they're difficult, just know that I am there. I am your Jehovah Shammah. I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And if you will praise me, I will show up and fight your battles, saith the Lord. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. Now, when Joshua, the great leader of Israel, died, the people, they found themselves in a tough situation. Moses had led them out of Egyptian bondage. Joshua was to lead them. He led them into the promised land. And now both Moses and Joshua, they are dead. And Israel is facing a great challenge. The Canaanites are coming them in battle against them. And the people are afraid. They used to have Moses. They used to have Joshua. But now they have no leader that God has raised up. And so the people inquire of the Lord. They pray. They say, what shall we do, Father, about this situation? Oh, God, what shall we do? How can we win this battle when we have no leader? How can we win this battle when our resources have been depleted? How can we win this battle when we're facing such a great enemy? And the answer come back, Judah shall go up first. Now, the word Judah in the Hebrew, it means praise. God said, what I want you to do, I want you to send up some praise. I want you to put the singers out there with song books. You crazy? You want a choir out there? They got swords and we got song books. God said, that's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to put Judah out there and I want you to sing, praise ye the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. I want you to sing, praise ye the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. I want you to sing, praise ye the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. I will raise a hallelujah. Praise God. I will do it because I'm on solid biblical ground when I start praising God and I offer him the sacrifice of praise. Amen. Send up praise and let the Lord fight your battle. Send up some hallelujahs. See, when you can't get to the pastor, when you can't get to the evangelist, when you can't get to some other spiritual leader, praise God. God said, what you must do is you must send up some praise first. Send up your praise. Hallelujah. Think about it. Under that old covenant, they had to raise that sacrifice. Sometimes they had to walk great distances leading that sacrifice. However, you know, they knew that that sacrifice, it was required. But they also knew that there was a blessing attached to that sacrifice, and that blessing would come out of Zion. And once they reached their destiny, the animal had to be slain. But they knew that the blessing would follow the blood covenant. Do you hear me? You have a blood covenant. You have a new and a better covenant. And you're not required to go raise an animal, sacrifice an animal, take it to the high priest. You just go to your high priest who is entered into heaven itself. The veil, whoosh, God rent it from top to bottom. And now all of his children invited to come boldly to the throne of grace, into the holiest of holies, obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Your job and my job is to offer a sacrifice of praise, to raise a hallelujah. Glory to God. Today on our new and better covenant, God wants us to offer the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. My mind is twirling about Silas. Silas and Barnabas, they're in the jail. Amen. Paul and Silas. I get it right now. Thank you. I'm glad I got some Bible students in here. My wife tells me, said, I've heard you preach that before. I said, no, you haven't. It's a brand new sermon. She said, I've heard you preach it before. I said, well, what do you think? I can preach anything new to you? I said, you read your Bible through every year. We talk about my sermon, and we talk about Jesus in the house. We pray together. Do you think I can bring a whole lot to you that you haven't heard? She wrote me a card years ago, and I read it yesterday, sweetheart. And she was telling me what a great blessing I had been in her life. And I got to weeping. You didn't know it. I was in my office there, and I was weeping. And she told me, you've been a good pastor to me. That's the part that really touched my heart. You've been a good pastor to me. We need one another, church. We need each other. We're body. And all of our giftings are important. Don't ever let the devil minimize what you do. If you can't do what you used to do, offer sacrifice of praise. Pray for this man right here. I give you an assignment. Pray for me. And I'll do what God sent me to do with the anointing if you'll pray for me. Hallelujah. But I got to do my part. I got to pray too. Oh, how wonderful it is to be saved. Think about it. Safe in the arms of Jesus. I remember what I was when Jesus saved me. And I know there's power in the blood. I know there's a healing touch in his hand. I didn't like me. But I found out God loves me. And my heart was shattered, but he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. And I have never doubted for one moment. I was so far down. I've never doubted the love of God. I have never doubted the life of Jesus that is in me. And somehow a praise erupted in my spirit. And I saw this man, David, and how he would praise God, and God would show up in the battles, and God would start fighting his battles. And he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. From the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, the name of the Lord, it is to be praised. And that spirit that's in David got in me, and I said, I preached it. I said, when I get to heaven, I want my mansion on Holy Ghost Avenue right next to Hallelujah Boulevard. And I'm going to go look up David. I'm going to say, David, they told me how you danced in the Word when the Ark of the Covenant came into Jerusalem. Let me show you how I danced when Jesus invaded my heart. The power of the Holy Ghost hit me. Come on, David, let's dance. Come on, David, let's dance and praise the Lord. Come on, David, let's dance together. Hallelujah. David was a man after God's own heart. Do you want to be a person after God's own heart? Learn to praise him. Glory to God. I'm looking Pastor Ricky. Anybody seen Pastor Ricky? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you understand the great love that God has bestowed upon us? Look at 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. He goes on to say, beloved, now are we the sons of God. I'm not waiting to become. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is, for we shall be like him. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, praise God, this earth is going to lose gravity. Ah, he's coming for a glorious, triumphant, victorious, praising church. He's not coming for a lukewarm, Laodicean church, somebody that's got the mully grubs and they've lost their love and they don't love the Lord the way they used to. He's coming for somebody that's red hot, a church that's on fire, a church that's filled with the Holy Ghost. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Are you ready? Then stand and let's raise a hallelujah. Come on, praise him, glory to God. The devil minimizes praise because he's afraid of what your praise will do. Glory. Let's fill these altars. It's not 12 o'clock. I landed early so everybody can come. Let's come to where the fire is on this altar. Glory to
sing
God.
Hallelujah to Woo! Our God. Glory, hallelujah to
Raise
our God.
Raise a hallelujah.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Our God.
Every praise.
Every praise is to
hallelujah.
Our God.
Every I praise God with you for your miracle. God. Receive the rest of it in Jesus' name. Glory.
Glory. God.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah to our God. Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Come in tight so everybody can get in. Move on in. Move on in. So everybody can get in these altars.
Every praise.
In the military, they would say, tighten it up. Hallelujah. Tighten it up. Come on in close. Glory. Woo! Every praise.
Oh, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise. Oh, every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship.
Brother
every
Blue.
Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah.
Come on, church, praise God. Him. Praise Him for your
every
breakthrough.
Praise,
then not the sacrifice of praise. That
God.
Is the fruit of our lips.
My Savior.
Thank you, thank you,
God,
thank you, Jesus.
My Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my healer.
Glory.
God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior.
I'm healed. I am what you said I am. I have what you said I have. I can do what you said I can do. I can do all things through Christ. Strengthens me.
Every word of worship, what a goal. Every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah. To our God, my Savior, God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise.
Every praise to our God. Every word of worship with one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise. Every praise to our God.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah
to our God.
Every praise is to our God. My Savior.
God, my Savior. God, my healer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God, my Savior.
My healer.
God, my healer. God, my deliverer.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every